Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
How do you stand firm in a time of testing? Well, that's the story of Daniel and the lion's den. We've all heard this story before, but it has so many things to tell us compared to that, the other story of the three Hebrews that were thrown into the fiery furnace, and contrast that with Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus Christ. There's so many lessons in the Bible about how to stand firm. This particular study, we're going to be looking at Daniel chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. It says that it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account, so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regards to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful, and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." So he was perfect in all that he did. He was upright, and he was a man of integrity. They couldn't find any problem with him to bring him down. They didn't like the fact that he was being elevated over them and that he had favor of Darius, but they wanted to try to bring him down. The only way is, you know, he's this religious person, this Jew, and we might be able to find it in connection with the law of his God. So let's come up with a plan. And they did. They came up with a plan, and they presented it to the king, and they said, "O King Darius, live forever. All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors, are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document, so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunction. When Daniel heard about this law, a law that could not be changed, a law that said no one in the kingdom, including Daniel, for the next 30 days could worship any other god except for the king, that all the homage must be paid to the king, not to any god. Well, you know what? Daniel could have gone sort of undercover. He could have prayed silently. He could have prayed, so to speak, in his closet where nobody would see him. He could have continued to worship God, but he decided to not do that silently. He decided to go about his normal activity that he did every day, and this is where they ultimately found his Achilles heel. After he realized the document was signed, and knowing that there's no petition to overdo it, there's no referendum, there's no lobbying, there's no suggesting to the king to undo it, once it's signed and the signature is done, that law is the law of the land, and it cannot be revoked under any circumstances. So Daniel went to his house, where it says in verse 10, he opened up his windows in the upper chamber toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. So now he's not starting something new. He's continuing his practice of praying to God, and he opens his window three times a day toward Jerusalem, and he prayed to God. He didn't start this just now. He continued his practice of worship. Then these men, they ultimately saw Daniel with his window open, praying to his God. They learned about it. They came to the king. "O king, remember that decree? Didn't you sign it? And it said that anyone within 30 days that worships any god except for you shall be cast in the den of lions. Well, you know this Daniel. he has not been following your decree. And he pays no attention to you, O king, in verse 13, or the injunction you have signed, but he makes petitions three times a day. And when the king, in verse 14, heard these words, he was very distressed. He set his mind to deliver Daniel. He tried to figure out a way to save Daniel. No doubt he talked to his counselors. How can we get around this? There's this decree. It's unchangeable. My hands are tied, but is there any way that I can deliver him? He liked Daniel. The last thing he wanted to do is throw him into the lion's den to be eaten by these hungry lions. And they said, you know, this is a law of the Medes and Persians. It cannot be changed. And the king essentially had no choice. So he commanded that Daniel be brought into the den of lions. He declared to Daniel, may your God, in verse 16, whom you serve continuously, deliver you. It's beyond his hands now. He's going to put you in the lion's den. I don't have any choice, essentially, is what he's saying, because of the law of the Medes and Persians. Your only hope is your God would deliver you. And so they put Daniel in the lion's den, and a stone was brought and laid at the mouth of the den so that no one could get out. And it was sealed with the signet ring so that it was obvious no one would be moving that rock. The king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, amazingly. No diversions or entertainment were brought to him. He didn't sleep well that night, verse 18. Then at daybreak, the king went and arose in haste to the lion's den. He wanted to see the fate of Daniel, hoping beyond hope that something miraculous might have happened. And he came to the den, and he cried out in anguish. The king said, O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continuously, been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said in verse 21, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me because I was found blameless before him and also before you. O king, I have done no harm. Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. And the king commanded that those men who maliciously accused Daniel would be brought and cast into the den of lions and their families. And they were. And the lions overpowered them and devoured them. Then the king set Daniel up even in a higher position than he was before. Now, we're all familiar with this story. But you ask yourself, what would you have done in a situation like this? Would you have been faithful? It's the same in the Christian life. The Christian life is a journey. It is a journey in relationship to Jesus Christ. It is a journey in which we learn sometimes from our mistakes and in which we ultimately learn sometimes from the test that we encounter, sometimes the tribulations, the darkness, the questions that we encounter. And those moments in life, like for Daniel, like for the three Hebrews, like for Dietrich Bonhoeffer, prepare you to minister and to stand strong when the more problematic test, the more overwhelming test comes your way. So when you look at these individuals, you say to yourself, I don't know if I could have done that. Well, God will prepare you for that moment. God will give you the strength in that moment, but don't ignore the little things along the way. Stay in relationship with your Lord, with the Bible. Stay in relationship by studying the Word, listening to praise and worship music, and being in prayer and fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And those journeys along the way, Jesus will gently prepare each one of us for what's ahead. For more information, visit Covenant Journey's website, covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.